And up next, it's Outdoor Radio, a monthly feature that takes us outside to explore the natural world. Today, biologists Kent McFarland and Sarah Zahendra of the Vermont Center for Eco Studies take us out into the woods to visit a vernal pool. They'll tell us why these small bodies of water are so important to the life cycle of frogs and salamanders.
We're here in Stratford, Vermont.
In the middle of the woods, basically. Middle of nowhere.
And this is a beautiful setting. We are looking at a rather large vernal pool.
And the wood frogs are going berserk behind us.
They are going nuts right now.
The sunlight has come down out of the clouds and warmed them up, and they are ready to go.
Not only can you hear them in the background, but you can see them. They are jumping all over logs. They're grabbing onto each other. There are these little ice patches in the very middle of the vernal pool, and they're jumping all over the ice patches. And they're all here for one reason, right? Getting ready to mate.
I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra.
We're biologists with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies.
Welcome to Outdoor Radio.
And we're going to meet Steve Fascio from the Vermont Center for Eco Studies, who specializes in vernal pools.
He's going to tell us all about what goes on in these vernal pools and about the animals that live in them.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Steve.
This is one of my favorite vernal pools around. It's got a wicked big population of wood frogs and spotted salamanders and Jefferson salamanders as well, and fairy shrimp.
You just told us that today was a really good day to be here because the sun is shining, right?
The sun is shining right now. Last night it rained. I think we got close to half an inch of rain or more, and it was right around 40 degrees, which is just right. This morning when I came, I saw signs that salamanders had definitely arrived by this morning, and now that it's warm, the sun's out, the temperature's got to be up in the upper 50s. The wood frogs, we can't even disturb them. We're here standing here talking, and they're still going.
And so if I went down there right close to the vernal pool, they'd still be going, right?
Yeah, they might stop for a little bit. Yesterday when I came here, when it was cold, it was snowing, the wood frogs were singing when I got here, but as soon as I got close, they stopped, and because it was cold, they didn't bother to start up again.
So a few days ago, I could have walked by here on this woods road. I wouldn't have heard anything. I would have just thought, oh, you know, there's a spring pond. What makes this wicked big puddle so special compared to, you know, we passed a few on the way here that had nothing in them. There was no wood frogs, and we came to this one. Why this one?
I think the size of this one, because it's so large, it's so deep, it holds water usually through July, some years even through August, and some years it doesn't dry, but most years it does dry up.
Well, wait, let's step back for just a second and tell me, what exactly is a vernal pool and what makes it different from any other body of water? What makes this so special?
Vernal pools are seasonal wetlands. They're ephemeral or semi-permanent wetlands that have a few distinct characteristics. One, they don't have connections to permanent groundwater sources, so they're fed by surface water, rain, snowmelt. So they're these depressions in the landscape formed by the glacier. And
formed by the glacier? So these are like 10,000 years old?
Right. So they've been here a long time.
Wow.
And these are, you know, like bathtubs. They hold water. But most summers, they'll dry up. And the big deal about that is it inhibits fish populations from becoming established. These frogs and salamanders evolved in these ephemeral pools without fish. So they didn't develop defenses against effective predators like fish.
And then that's one of the things that makes these pools so special is that there are some species that come to these pools particularly to mate, to breed, for their larvae to grow, and it's because they don't have very many predators in them, right?
Right. Yeah, there are predators, obviously. There's all kinds of invertebrates. You know, vernal pools might have dozens or even hundreds of different species of invertebrates.
Like the giant water bugs,
like
right?
Like the giant water bugs, yeah. They'll prey on salamander larvae or frog tadpoles. So there are predators, but they don't have defenses against, you know, really effective vertebrate predators like fish, right?
So last night at my house was the first real good spring storm we've had. Thunder, lightning, heavy downpours. That's when these salamanders came up out of the ground and started walking last night, right?
It's like a big amphibian migration to these vernal pools,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and for some it's a leapfrog. You know, the ones that overwintered further away, and there's evidence that females went overwinter further away, it's a leapfrog. They'll go as far as they can until they start to either get too cold or too dry. Then they get underground and wait for the next rain.
How do they know?
How do they know where to go?
Yeah, how do they know to get here?
They use their scent, their sense of smell. They use olfaction to migrate to pools. But exactly how they know where the pool is, nobody really knows. The studies have been done looking at that they enter and exit the pool almost in the same area and in the same, you know, direction, 180 degrees opposite. From where they entered the pool, they exit 180 degrees in the opposite direction, like they're going back to the same area that they know.
This one last night would have come in right here, and in 10 days, or I don't know, however long they're in here, it's right. going to come out right here in the same spot?
Maybe not in the exact same spot, but the same general region. Area, yeah. You know, and with the same basic compass direction.
All right, let's get down there and look at some of the frogs and salamanders. That's what I want to do. Oh, man, look at them. They're so cool. Some wood frogs and some spotted salamanders and, oh, wow, okay, I'm overwhelmed. We're looking at a lot of cool stuff. Is that a Jefferson salamander?
Yeah, man.
Oh, we found the holy grail of salamanders.
We have three species in there, huh?
Yeah, we do. I'm going to pick up a spotted salamander. And so if you've never seen a spotted salamander before...
Oh, my God, they're vast.
They have these beautiful yellow spots on them against a black or dark brown background of skin.
So what is this one?
All right, that is a Jefferson salamander. Steve, tell us a little bit about these guys.
Yeah, these guys are kind of rare in the state. They're considered a species of special concern. So they're not state-listed as threatened or endangered, but they're one step below.
So let's for a second talk about the life cycle of these amphibians. All of the adults in this vernal pool, and they're mating and they're breeding, they lay eggs.
The females leave right after they lay eggs. The males hang out hoping to score with another female. And then the adults just go back out into the forest, right? Both frogs and salamanders. This is just their breeding area. They don't spend the summer here, the adults. They hightail it out when they're done. And probably a week from now, the frogs will be gone. They'll be out of here. It'll be quiet, but the salamanders will still be here for a little longer. Then the eggs hatch and the larvae develop in the pool.
And so then when the vernal pool dries up, those that have completely developed, they leave the vernal pool and they go into the forest just like their
right.
parents did.
Right, go into the forest, and that's where they stay for until they're mature and ready to breed. So, and for frogs, that's pretty quick, 1 or 2 years. For the salamanders, these are really long-lived, surprisingly. These guys can live 15, 20 years. It's a long time for an animal that's, you know, 8 inches long and lives underground and is cold-blooded.
Steve, this has been a fantastic visit to a vernal pool. Thank you so much for bringing us out here.
Happy to do it.
Kent, what do you think? Is it time to go visit another vernal pool and see what we can find there?
Yeah, let's go check out the one that had a little bit more ice on it and see if there's any activity in there.
I'm Sarah Zahendra.
I'm Kent McFarland.
Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.
You can see photos and learn more about the spotted salamander and wood frogs over at vpr.net. There's also a link to help you find vernal pools yourself. Outdoor Radio is produced in partnership with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies in Norwich, with support from the Vermont Community Foundation and the VPR Journalism Fund.